Welcome to Bunta Vista episode 312, and you're at the 2023 finals of the International League of Getting Yelled At on the Internet. Our first finalist dared to write a post noting that he had picked up a 10-kilogram box of books from a house 20 kilometers away without first noting that he was an American and doesn't live in America, causing 16,000 Americans to become disoriented and fly into a violent rage. It's Ben. Hey, Ben.
I don't know if they'd just never heard any of those words before. I think Canada is on the metric system, right? So, like,
sometimes
they should have heard about it, but somehow you can't just be like, wow, it's a beautiful 30 degree day here. And they'll be like, what? It's freezing. It's so cold. Are you cold?
It's infuriating. No, I'm wearing shorts. I'm wearing my shorts.
Well, I mean, I'm wearing shorts regardless. I'm never not wearing shorts. So that's not a good indicator, but yeah.
You wore pants when you came to visit me, but you know.
Yeah, that's the one time in the last 2 years that I've worn pants.
Did you have to buy them? Did you already own them?
I tell a lie. I bought pants for when I went down to Tassie last time. So I got to use my Tassie pants in Canberra.
There you go.
Oh, you're traveling pants.
That's right. Once I get out of the subtropics, I become a whole different person.
Well, that voice you hear is a woman who posted a joke about a person having the characteristics of a Sagittarius rising, foolishly mistaking the sun sign, which is determined by the person's birthday, for the rising sign, which is determined by the time that they were born.
I would never do that.
Her trial is scheduled for October, and her bail has been set at $150,000.
Scorpio season, not a good time for a trial.
Oh, boy. Our third finalist, Theo, can't be here because he posted that people should drive the speed limit or preferably just under the speed limit and was brutally assassinated by a Texan less than 6 hours later. He makes people so mad every time he says that you should just drive the speed limit.
Yeah.
Can't do that.
They're always like, well, yeah, if you're not in the overtaking lane, you should drive the speed limit. Well, you know, a little bit over, sure. And they're like, no, you should drive the speed limit all
the
time.
The limit. Just
the limit. And they're like, I'm going to kill you. I'm tracking your IP right now, and I'm going to fucking kill you with a gun.
I am importing a Dodge Ram to run you over with.
They already sell those over here. And they're too big. I don't know if I've said this before, but stop buying a Dodge Ram.
We're all still thinking it. Well, I guess that makes all of us. Hold on a second. Is that, by God, that's Miles Klee's music. Miles is a culture writer at Rolling Stone, author of the novel Ivyland. He also dared to write an article stating that QAnon-adjacent film Sound of Freedom isn't good, causing him to become the most yelled-at man on the internet. Thank you for joining us, Miles.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for not yelling at me.
This time.
Yet.
Wait, we still got another 57 minutes of this. Could happen.
You've been getting yelled at pretty hard for a while now, right?
Yeah, no, last frightening email I got was a Google screenshot, like a Google Earth screenshot of my block in LA from a 4chan freak who said, nice house.
Cool.
That's that, everybody.
Fun experience.
I got one of those once.
Oh, really? Again,
like, I was just thinking about that, Ben.
Yeah, 4chan Nazis posted a photo of the outside of my house. And it was just like, hey, this is where he lives. And I was like, oh no, I've got to start living less out loud.
Yeah, you know, our security people were slightly reassured that it was like a satellite image as opposed to like someone who had just shown up and taken a picture.
Yeah. Not good though. You don't want that. Yeah.
And full credit to you, Ben. Yep. You still do not lock your front door.
Well, you don't have to say that on the podcast, but yeah, that is true. I've only been robbed twice, you know? If it happens a third time, I'll start. I don't want to carry keys with me. Awful. No, thank you.
Jingling, they jab into your thigh.
Yeah, I also they fall out of my pockets because of the style of short that I wear. It's very it's really fucking annoying, and I could lose them at any time.
Very small shorts.
Just back to Sound of Freedom. Mm-hmm. So the guy that's in Sound of Freedom, how do you pronounce his last name?
Jim Caviezel.
Caviezel.
I only just had someone remind me the other day that he was one of the lead actors in The Thin Red Line, and he is phenomenal in that movie. He gives such an incredible, beautiful, moving performance. And I was like, wait, that's the weird, like,
isn't that
the actor guy.
Passion of the Christ?
Yep.
Jesus?
Yep.
Yeah.
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 I think he's currently telling people that Passion of the Christ 2 is going into production in 2024.
Yeah, they've been saying that for a while, right? A couple of years now.
But I think
he's coming out of the cave with an AR-15.
Yes.
It's time. Pharisees, you're going down.
Oh my God. Well, look, there's a lot of things out there that people take very seriously in the news. And we also cover some really serious news here as well. Yeah. We don't want to, you know, make it seem like we're making light of serious news or anything like that. So everybody strap in. We've got some important stuff to cover here today. It's time for the Egg Report.
Usually mm-hmm. when we use the generic stinger and it's the something report or something that's something we use as a placeholder by pretending that it's a segment we've done before, because I can't fit it into any of the segments. We have done the Egg Report before.
Oh.
Yeah, this is not the first Egg Report we've ever done. This is a segment with some history on the show. Can't remember what the history is. Don't know what those stories were. Might have been the spate of eggings that were happening in...
We're on the egg beat.
UK?
Historically.
Remember that there were the people saying that thieves
were... someone's putting beans on my doorstep and throwing eggs at my house.
And if you don't clean up the eggs, that means you're in Ibiza and the thieves are going to kick your door down and steal your bloody flat screen.
That's right. Yeah. It's a hard life for some. So this is some of the hard-hitting news we're covering. This comes to us from KCCI in Des Moines, Iowa. Woman reunited with egg she autographed 72 years ago thanks to social media.
Yep.
That's beautiful.
The one positive accomplishment of social media so far.
Yeah, we did it. After however many decades, we finally
got
there.
Worth it. Absolutely worth the genocide, all the rest of it.
A woman in Iowa wrote her name on an egg right before it was shipped out on a truck. That was 72 years ago.
That's really long fucking time.
To keep
it's a really
egg.
Long time.
You've moved houses, right? Like you've moved that egg between homes.
The man who bought the egg in a carton at a New York City grocery store kept it for decades. Always wondering who left their signature on the shell. Displaying the egg that came into his possession about 20 years ago, John Amalfitano said, 1951. It's unbelievable. He says his former neighbor was the lucky guy who originally bought it. What makes
him lucky?
What's lucky about getting a signed egg?
It's a special egg. That's cool. That's a win. This is crazy, though, that two people were like, so 1951, guy gets an egg in an egg carton. He sees a name on there and he's like, holy, this is... I'm keeping this. That's really something special. 20 years later, he's talking to his neighbor and he's like, oh, I just remembered. I meant to ask you. I have a special egg. Would you like it? Wait, no, not 20 years ago. Sorry. He holds on to it for 52 years.
Yeah.
And then he asks his neighbor,
right,
would you like my special egg?
Maybe his neighbor was dying and he was like, I have to make sure that the egg lives on.
Yeah.
Someone's got to find this egg.
And then this guy, whose neighbor gave him an egg, crazy on its surface, is just like, I'm going to hold on to this for two decades. That's like just a crazy commitment. That's like...
To an egg.
Yeah, to an egg, to one egg.
Finishing every date. So, I had a great time tonight. You want to come up and see my special egg? You want to?
And you can only trust your special egg friend to take care of the special egg after you're gone.
Yeah, it's true. I guess you do need like 50 years to find the right egg receiver.
Yeah, I don't know. There should be like an entire season of Succession about who gets the special egg.
Just this weird secret society of like the keepers of the egg. Doing little hand gestures to each other. Are you also a friend of the egg?
It's like the movie Shazam, except the wizard is trying to find someone to look after his egg.
Haven't seen it.
Not a big Shazam fan?
I shan't be seeing
I'm
Shazam.
I'm aware of it. I've never seen it.
I'll be too busy watching The Scarab.
Okay.
Or whatever the fuck that is. I don't know. I went to the movie
Blue
just
Beetle?
Saying.
The Blue Beetle?
Yeah, thank you.
The Scarab.
Well, he calls the thing in the trailer a scarab.
Well, it is.
Okay, great.
Scarab, kind of beetle as well, as far as I know.
Mm.
Written on the side of the egg, Mary Foss, Forest City, Iowa. Whoever gets this egg, please write. Woman held hostage in a barn.
I'm really trying to picture how that much is written on an egg.
What kind of pen she using?
What pen is she using?
You could Sharpie on an egg for sure.
Yeah, but how are you fitting? They have
a fine point Sharpie in 1951?
To write, whoever gets this egg, please write.
Sharpie invented. I spelled every single word wrong when I typed that. 1964.
Oh.
Interesting. They probably had a fine point marker before the invention of the Sharpie.
I'm gonna guess it was a pencil.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, the lead's held on for a very long time. I mean, the egg is held around for a long time, I guess. That's probably the more remarkable part. There is a photo of the egg. Oh, wow. She's beautiful, spidery handwriting. I'm going to say that's pencil. That's absolutely pencil.
Miles, yeah, just very gently written, I'm sure.
You have to be so gentle.
They used to teach kids handwriting. Nowadays, they're teaching them woke.
Yeah.
Instead of cursive. Yeah. They're learning pronouns. It's fucking disgusting.
Even I was too late to be taught this type of handwriting in America. It's really sad.
That's for nanas.
I write in huge block letters.
Yep.
If I attempted to write on an egg, it would explode under pressure on the first touch.
I'm also forced to write in huge block letters due to my inability to write lowercase letters while keeping them legible.
This is making me feel really good. This is making me feel very valid about my block letter writing. And also, if there is some circumstance in which I don't have a computer that I can take notes on and I'm actually writing notes, like on a notepad in a meeting, it takes about 30 seconds before my arm feels like it's going to fall off. Mm-hmm. I'm gripping that pencil so tight. I'm pressing down too hard. You know?
Yeah, but you know so much about woke and pronouns because that's what you learned instead of...
Yeah, the only thing you're writing is they, them. Yep. Am I right?
That's right.
Ooh, comedy.
Oh. Amalfitano continued, and the egg is still inside. It was never drained. Like I said, it's still got a little weight to it.
Oh,
it's just like frozen in time.
Going to ask.
Okay, this is such a minor quibble. But he's saying that the egg is still inside the egg.
It's not the egg, isn't it? The egg is as a concept, as
the
a whole.
The whole thing is the
it's
egg.
Like
shell and everything.
What the hell? This egg still has an egg in it.
So you would have preferred him to say the yolk and the white if it still is.
Yeah. The egg
I would
is
say
a
the
concept.
Egg is intact. Yeah. The egg
how is
remains.
It even supposed to, are you saying that like no one has taken a syringe and removed... Mm. The yeah, liquid well, content of the egg.
No when, one's blown this egg.
Yeah, you tap in the little pinhole at the top and bottom, mm-hmm. and then you make a real...
No one's done an Ocean's 11 heist on the inside of the egg.
This thing's got a smell, right?
Well, it's still
makes that smell from the outside?
I think it's a non-permeable barrier to smell, I think. You can't smell a rotten egg until you've cracked it, right? And that sounds like a truism.
Yep.
But I also think it's true about
it
eggs.
It could be true.
You can't... smell a rotten egg until you've cracked it.
That means there's like multiple reasons now to keep this egg safe and secure.
One, you know, an enduring legacy
yep.
of three Two. Quarters of a century of egg ownership.
Two, no stinky.
Don't want it to smell bad in here. Reason number two, stank.
Neither he Can't nor his it. Neighbor, the 50-year egg holder, had ever been able to track down Mary Foss from Forest City, Iowa, until Amalfitano... And they've both spent years, I assume.
It's
put all of our money into it.
Yeah.
Every weekend, driving around Iowa. Mm-hmm.
Yelling Mary out the window.
I mean, how many Mary Fosses can there be in
Yeah, how is she expecting
City,
to
Iowa?
Get
Lots.
A letter?
Forest City, Iowa population. Let's find out.
Mm-hmm. So they've never been able to track her down until Amalfitano made a post in a Facebook group called Weird and Wonderful Secondhand Finds That Just Need to Be Shared.
A secondhand find?
Secondhand from his neighbor who has had it for 50 years.
Like, it just you found the egg in a thrift shop. That's so good.
So I'm just looking at a map of Forest City.
You think you could have covered the whole place by now, Ben? Is that what you're
saying? There's like 4,000 people there, so it's not huge. There's just two places outside of town that seem very interesting to me. I'm quite intrigued by Pilot Knob State Park.
Mm-hmm.
And the Pilot Knob waterfowl production area.
Both beautiful.
Yeah. I bet they're gorgeous. Pilot Knob.
You bet Pilot Knob beauty. Is gorgeous.
Yeah.
I should be so lucky.
I bet there are some co-pilots out there getting some Pilot Knob. Am I right?
Yeah.
Amalfitano said, I think it's love. I think people felt like they fell in love with Mary Foss.
Huh?
From the egg.
Yep.
From the handwriting on the egg. From the beautiful human connection of being reminded that your food comes from somewhere and that people facilitate this.
I bet the woman who wrote that message on that egg is a fucking dime.
I bet she's an enormous racist. I bet she has some things to say about, like, the Japanese, like, really old-fashioned.
Mary Foss,
she's bringing back slurs that we've never heard.
Do not put her on camera under any circumstances. Just tell the story about the egg, interviewing everybody else.
Mary, why did you want people to write? What did you want to say to the world? Wow. Thousands of likes, comments, and shares later, an Amalfitano was finally connected to Mary's daughter, who told him her mother, Mary Foss Starn, is now living in Mason City. Quote, that's odd for an egg, Starn told sister station KCCI. It must have all been dried up inside, is what it was.
Very Iowan response.
Yeah. Mason City is a 40-minute drive away, so obviously this a lot has happened in 72 years. Yeah.
Huge life arc, bringing her barely a quarter of the way across the state in her lifetime.
Iowa.
And now we finally get Mary's reaction here. Reunited with an egg she wrote her name on and forgot all about.
I don't believe she forgot it. She didn't forget for a second.
No.
Every night.
Think about that. Yeah. It goes to sleep. The last thought is,
why didn't they fucking write me? Haunted.
But the egg has now gifted her with a new friend. The 92-year-old isn't the least bit surprised. So, I'm assuming here that her response is in reply to being asked, are you surprised that somebody has returned your egg to you 72 years later? And Mary says, not really.
Nope. Not fazed.
I've had a lot of big deals like that come up through life. You have lots of things, and it's kind of fun when it does.
Pardon?
You have lots of things, and it's kind of fun when it does.
What's going on in Iowa? Mm-hmm.
So you have lots of things.
She was just signing things willy-nilly.
Oh, she was like doing a scattershot approach to just send it out.
And she said one of these is going to take 70 years to come back.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You know what? This is almost definitely 100% fucking certainly not the only egg
not the
that
only
she signed,
egg that
right?
she signed.
It's not like one whim. While she was handling thousands of eggs a day, she did this constantly.
Yeah.
Everybody else who worked at that farm fucking hated Mary because they're like, we have a quota and that bitch is over there signing her 40th egg of the day.
She's writing slurs on every second egg.
It was the middle of the 20th century and she was trying to go viral already.
Oh, goddamn. The paper's definitely going to interview me about this in a month when someone returns it to me.
Who's this Mary? I should marry her, someone would probably say back then.
Mm. Everyone's talking about the egg queen of Forest City, Iowa.
Trying to like manufacture a little destiny moment.
Yeah.
You know?
She's right, though. You do have lots of things, and it's kind of fun when it does.
Yeah. A lot of big deals come up like that through your life. You have lots of things, and it's kind of fun when it does.
That's really true.
Yeah.
I like the way that she talks about having this egg eventually returned to her one time as like, sure, I got a purple heart and also won the Super Bowl. Not a big deal to me.
Yeah. I've had lots of big deals.
Yeah.
I feel for the local radio affiliate guy who's trying to get her to say anything about the egg. And she's like, yeah, that's normal.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Oh, okay.
It's just normal to me.
Now, here are my thoughts about the people of Guam.
Please, please just tell me about the egg. It's normal when an egg comes back. Calm the fuck down.
Incoherent 90-year-old.
Neither Stan nor her daughter knows how an egg could survive for 72 years.
Yep.
I guess you leave it alone?
It's not that baffling, right? You just didn't really, you didn't break it.
This is where my editor would be like, did you ask an egg scientist?
It's so weird to just say, well, these two people don't know, and then not follow up with a clarification from anyone
They're
else.
They're not experts.
Hey.
We get so many stories like this, Ben, where somebody goes, and everyone decided it was unusual.
Yeah.
And like, that's kind of the end. They just leave it there, you know? Small town reporter resources, maybe.
Yeah. You know? I mean, they've only got so much time, but it is very funny to be like, we asked a man on the street who said he didn't know why a truck would do that.
Yeah. There's only so much shoe leather you can afford in that's the media right. world of today, you know? They must have had a good refrigerator, Stan said, jokingly.
Now, that's good.
My favorite parenthetical.
That's just, yeah, like if you have to stress, because it's not hugely a joke. Also, like, fridges kind of work or they don't. Like, there's not really like a, wow, that fridge sure keeps things cold. Mine really keeps things cold, though. It's like a really good refrigerator.
Mm.
What are you talking about?
I personally don't believe that you need to keep eggs in the fridge. Although, Americans do keep my eggs in the fridge.
I keep mine in the fridge, but I also believe you don't
have to. Oh, my God. This is a cultural... I thought you had to keep them in the fridge.
You guys do.
They're fine.
Because they're washed or something. Because they wash the shells?
The layer off the top of the shell in America. They don't do that over here. So our eggs are room temperature stable. Your eggs are not.
Oh, my goodness.
Crazy. Well,
and also, we can eat raw pork if we want. Because you guys have trichinosis and we don't. So eat shit, America.
Okay.
I love talking about the trichinosis thing.
I'm seeing some advantages.
trying to act happy while I eat another heaping bowl of raw pork.
Delicious uncooked
Can't
pork
do this,
shoulder.
Can you? I mean, to be clear, Americans will eat raw meat for no reason.
Yeah,
that's, like, that's very unsafe.
It's true.
It's so legal, like, it's,
There's nothing stopping us from doing it. It's just the health concerns.
That I tell you what, Ben. After 72 years, that egg's probably all green inside. And what goes with green eggs but ham? It's time for Ham Watch.
There was just like no reason to go through Dr. Seuss to get there.
Not
you could
all.
Have taken like
what,
a straight line
what could you
from
eat
eggs,
with eggs
to ham.
Yeah, but yeah. like if the egg's old enough, it's conceivable it could be green. You know,
that is,
rotten,
I mean, I'm not arguing
rotten.
With that. It might be green internally, but we'll never know.
Nope.
Because no one's ever going to open that.
No, it would lose all its value.
I am going to break the egg.
Just setting up like the fucking mechanic from across the street with a sniper rifle you pulled out of a briefcase and just popping that egg. Oh, green.
I am going to Iowa and I'm finding out what color that egg is on the inside.
Going to... Mr. Analfatano's house. I'm going to need to see that egg.
Oh,
brandishing a ball-peen hammer.
He doesn't need it anymore. There's no point in keeping the egg.
Yeah, he's got his fame.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got his what he wanted out of owning that egg for 20 years.
Well, he killed the mystery, too. You know?
Oh, true. Do you think it was better not knowing who that lady was? Do you think it coming full circle and her being nonplussed, it's kind of ruined the magic of the
egg?
Yeah,
it's like meeting your idols. Disappointing.
Yeah. Her being like, oh, it's one of my eggs.
Yeah.
Oh, you found one of my eggs. Eggs. Oh. Cool.
Big deal. I don't care.
She's like the Riddler.
Aren't you she intrigued knew. By my egg?
Yeah. I kind of, you know, it's got to make that guy and his neighbor go, kind of feels like it wasn't worth the 50-year-long search, you know?
Yeah.
Keeping that egg safe. Anyway, ham. Yeah.
Ham.
This comes from WNKY in Kentucky. Wonky.
The wanky. No,
yeah,
okay.
Wanky.
Okay. Yours makes more sense. Okay, sure. Yours makes more sense.
Yeah.
18-pound ham goes for $10 million at Country Ham Breakfast. That's more than I would pay.
Yeah.
If I'm being really honest.
You idiots. I would have paid $20 million.
The grand champion ham, a phrase I didn't know I needed until now, at the Kentucky State Fair is worth a whopping $10 million.
Now, I don't want to get philosophical here.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say that the ham is worth $10 million or simply that someone paid $10 million for it? Is any ham worth $10 million?
It's worth what someone will pay for it.
That's so true.
So true. Yep.
That's how much it was auctioned for during the Country Ham Breakfast. And all of that money is going to charity. Well, that's a bit better. You know?
Nice. It's going, let me guess, police union.
Kentucky State Fair. What are we talking here?
With a combined bid of $10 million, former UN Ambassador Kelly Kraft and her husband Joe Kraft, along with Central Bank, won the Grand Champion Country Ham. That's a strange combo of people to pay $10 million for ham.
Kelly Kraft, Joe Kraft, and Central Bank?
Yes.
That is odd.
Weighing in at a little over 18 pounds, this beauty was produced out of Lyon County, and as always, the proceeds go to charity. Kristen Branscum, Kraft family representative, says, this money will go to build 57 new homes for families in Knott County and in a new community called Chestnut Ridge for families that lost everything in the eastern Kentucky floods. Yeah. But who gets to eat the ham?
Yeah. Do you get to eat the ham? Is it a good ham?
Immediately signing the ham and sending it away.
I mean, they're not going to just turf the ham, right?
They eat the ham, right?
Yeah, well, they're eating that ham. It's so good having a ham. I get a ham at Christmas and having like 2 weeks worth of ham sandwiches. Holy fuck. It's heaven. You just wake up and go, what am I going to have for breakfast? Ham sandwich.
Ham.
Man, lunch. Ham sandwich. Dinner. Ham sandwich also. Snacks. Also ham sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
Life's fantastic. You can fry that ham.
Mm-hmm.
I made a ham ramen once on account of I had so much ham.
Did you buy the ham?
Yeah, I bought that ham.
All right. Yeah. Sounding like it.
I am... Central Bank. How good would a $10 million ham taste? Just like knowing that every bite is like, oh, I just had $500,000 worth of ham.
That's how a good ham tastes, though.
Like $500,000 in every bite?
Yeah, yeah.
That's a good a good advertising slogan if you were to start a ham company. It only costs however much, but... Every bite tastes like $500,000.
Branscum, speaking on behalf of the Crafts, says each corner of Kentucky will benefit from this record-breaking bid. They're going to cut off a little piece, post some out to everybody.
I'm going to guess that the southeastern corner of Kentucky will not benefit. they're cutting them out.
You get the bone. More than 1,600 attended the ham breakfast Thursday morning, including Governor Andy Beshear and Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
That guy can't eat ham. There's no way that man can eat ham with his mouth.
They gave him a sort of ham smoothie that they blitzed for him.
It's too salty for him anyway.
Imagine
can't
his
be doing that.
Wet old man lips smacking down some cold ham. Fucking disgusting.
Watery eyes. Quivering with excitement as they bring over his plate of mashed ham.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Here's a spoon.
Oh.
I love how many American stories we come across that are like, oh, it's just during the country ham breakfast.
You just would not hear the
phrase, the
words like the ham breakfast.
Like it's an event. Like
the spaghetti dinner.
The spaghetti dinner.
Yeah. Beautiful, beautiful place.
Country ham. Well, it does seem like country ham breakfast is a concept and a dish as well as an event over there.
Mm.
That's what you do for brunch if you're not a liberal elite. You do a ham country breakfast.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with that, okay? Obama, Brandon.
Get him.
Get your goddamn hands off my country ham breakfast.
I think Biden would eat a nice like ham jelly.
Oh,
like just out of the jar.
Yeah.
And he would look great doing it. He would have like a stupid hat on too. It would be great.
He's wearing aviators. This is a good ham jelly.
Oh, slap it on a mug, Jack.
country ham and red eye gravy, and the gravy has coffee in it. Okay. I'll get behind that. Bit that of fried good. Fried ham and eggs for breakfast and some biscuits. That's what's up. I'd eat it.
That's what's up.
Commissioner of Agriculture Ryan Qualls also attended the event. He said one of the things he's most proud of is how far the country ham breakfast has come.
I'm going to be honest with you. The country ham breakfast used to be a fucking shambles.
It was in a bad place when I took office.
10 years ago, I wouldn't have let my wife see the country ham breakfast.
Actually, the gangs controlled the ham breakfast before this, and he cleaned it up.
Took over control of the country ham breakfast from the Medellin cartel.
This is a cool thing for the Commissioner of Agriculture to say. A lot of state fairs are known for particular things, Qualls said. Iowa is known for a butter cow. Kentucky is known, for now, as $10 million country ham.
They just wanted to put themselves on the map with this ham, huh?
Yeah.
When like people talk about hams, in that same breath, they're always going to mention
Kentucky,
the $10 million Kentucky
$10 million country ham. Country ham.
Make a bribe.
I was actually known for signed eggs. So I don't know what he's talking about.
Oh, boy. Yeah, sometimes something happens that is a big deal, like the country ham breakfast, and sometimes not much of anything at all happens. And we cover that in the Nothing to Report report. It's time for the Nothing to Report report. It's the nothing to report, 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 the nothing to report, 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 the nothing to report, 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 the nothing to report, report. What happened? Nothing. Shh. So you should mind your fucking business. It's the nothing to report, 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 nothing to report, 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 nothing to report, 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 nothing to report, report. This comes to us from the Morning Call in Allentown, Pennsylvania. Police investigating loud, ground-shaking boom in Upper Macungie?
Macungie, sorry, I should have specified that.
Investigators are trying to determine what caused a loud boom Friday morning in Upper Macungie. Could be anything. Anyone want to guess?
Gender reveal, probably. It's almost certainly a gender reveal.
Too dead.
A mine collapse as a result of a gender reveal.
Firecracker mishap. Township police said in a news release that officers were called Friday morning to the Old Town community near the intersection of Grange and Rupsville Roads for a report of a loud, ground-shaking, quote, thud, end quote.
That doesn't...
That's I don't think it really needed quotes.
Yeah.
That's so disappointing. It's just a thud.
You really downgraded that, you know. Like, boom is, that says to me, like, explosion, gunshot, you know, violent kind of sound. Thud is more someone upstairs from you dropped something.
Yeah, totally.
You know? Hey, did someone drop a bowling ball up there? Probably not, but it kind of sounded like that.
Yeah, responding like I walked into the couch.
Yeah.
By accident.
There's reports of a ground-shaking thud followed by an ow. Responding officers searched the area and did not find anything suspicious or out of the ordinary. Investigators also spoke with UGI representatives, who also confirmed to the department that there were no reported issues or problems in that area.
Do the cops not have much else to do in Allentown or Upper Macungie? I feel like if I called the cops I heard a loud noise.
Yeah. No, they were lucky for the thud, absolutely.
Just trying to get out of the house, you know?
They got to justify their existence every single day.
That's
so true.
Oh, well, I mean, it sounds like they're getting the funding to do just that. Police said there were no reports of destroyed structures or injuries, and an aerial search conducted with the assistance of the Lehigh County drone team.
I think you've gone like a little bit overboard.
Also found no damage. We have scanned the community.
No, they actually got a budget increase for anti-thud body armor.
We've tapped into everybody's Amazon rings. We've had a look and made sure that no one's doing anything noisy in their house. The United States Geological Survey also reported that there was no notable seismic activity, according to the release. There's just no stone unturned here.
Yeah, they've investigated.
Good reporting.
Those who contacted the police department said that they heard a loud, quote, thud or, quote, boom. And in some areas, the vibration shook items off walls in houses. Okay.
Okay. All right. That's a loud boom.
Lead
it's not
with
a thud.
That. Lead with that over thud.
Yeah, I think. Idiots.
Shaking items off the walls of my house. I'm not calling that a thud. You know?
No, I've been through many earthquakes here in LA, and even then I don't think anything's fallen off the walls at all.
Okay.
So that's significant. That's more than a thud. Why are they underselling it? It's just a confusing order of magnitude here.
Yeah, surely there should be like some sort of style guide for like loudness of noise to the onomatopoeia you use to express it.
Yeah, let's get it together.
You can't be like, yeah. Once you're in shit falling off the walls, you're into boom territory for sure. I would maybe brook a bang, but I think a bang is less loud than a boom, to my mind.
A bang is a gunshot, though. It comes out of the gun with a little flag.
That is true, yeah. I think dynamite also... No, dynamite definitely goes boom.
That definitely goes boom. Mm. Either way, I'm not calling the cops if I hear a loud noise, are you? I'm posting on Nextdoor.
I'm getting on Nextdoor and I'm saying, did anyone else hear loud noise? Just confusing spaces between some words and none between others.
LA is great just for people who will get on there and say, I got woken up by a helicopter at 3 a.m. last night. Does anyone know what it was there for? No. No one knows what it's there
You're
for.
You're in LA, motherfucker.
You live in LA.
They're helicopters. Yeah. I've seen the movies. They're everywhere.
And then all the comments are, you need to move.
Yeah, we are. I feel like the only ones I occasionally get here are always the medical transport ones going over to the hospital.
Yeah, I get those about like once every one or two days, and I'm always like, oh, helicopter. Oh yeah, no, I live right next to the hospital. That's
And
if you're a 4chan Nazi, don't figure out where I am based on me saying I'm right next to the hospital. Okay.
Yeah,
he lives at the hospital.
He's right next to the hospital. His door is never locked. Don't go around there.
I'm in a closet underneath the helipad.
Special ICU.
And yet the rent is too high. Am I right, Ben?
Oh man, I'm fucking. I have been waiting for a goddamn week for the piece of shit property managers to get back to me. After I sent a counter offer to the fucking rent increase that they just goddamn sent me, $85 a week.
85? Is that legal?
It's perfectly legal. There's nothing stopping them from doing it. And I said, hey, that's a shitload of money and this place sucks.
Yeah.
How about a tiny $45 a week increase, which is still fucking
huge.
Insane.
That's still very large.
And they haven't got back to me. It's been like 8 days. I'm going crazy. Every time I look at my emails, I'm like, am I about to find out that I have to move out of home? Renting fucking sucks. And thanks, Anthony Albanese, for doing fucking nothing about it.
Yeah.
Oh, they can only...
politics podcast?
Yeah, let's do that. Let's do the remaining 20 minutes about how labor are fucking useless. Very mad about it. It's really ruining my week. It's ruining my calm.
Wow. It turns out we have a very... disappointing Prime Minister, but as we know all too well, Poe Buddy's nerfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. That's true about fucking Anthony Elbow Greasy.
Does he have like a dark Brandon turn in him?
I think he just is the same as all of our like nominally left wing politicians, and they just don't
really
do anything.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, you accidentally elected us. Oh fuck, what are we supposed to do now? Everyone's gonna be mad at us.
How are we gonna fundraise off this?
That's right.
Yeah. I think it's very parallel to the Democrats there, where they get in and they go, aren't you happy that you voted for someone who isn't like a 4chan guy? Yeah. And it's like, cool, well, could you do some stuff for me? And they go, no, that was it. That was it. I'm not saying any explicitly racist stuff.
There are fewer typos in our social media posts.
I've banned Pepe the Frog from government websites.
Yep. Mission accomplished.
That's about it. Anything about the climate change? No.
Orange man, bad.
Yeah. Yes.
We will be saying that climate change is real.
Yeah.
You're welcome. And that's also kind of where it stops. You know?
Do that photo opportunity wearing a fucking Rio Tinto branded goddamn work shirt. Politics is back, baby. Woo! Poverty's nerfed.
Nobody's nerfed. No. No. Nobody's nerfed. No. Whoopsie daisy. Nobody's nerfed. No.
Story comes to us from the BBC. Man hurt after mounting Geneva's giant fountain. Aw. Mm. Poor little guy. Oh, no. A young man had to be taken to hospital after getting too close to one of Geneva's most famous landmarks, the Jet de Fountain. Now, the jet part, I feel, is gonna become relevant.
Is it jet?
Look, it's probably
jet.
I choose to believe it's jet because the unnamed person was hurt after the force of the water threw him into the air before he landed on the concrete below.
Oof. That's a bad time. Oh, ow. It means water jet.
I figured.
Your fountain is called the water jet water fountain? Jet. That sucks, man.
Got him.
Fucking Swiss bastards. Have some imagination. Geneva is in Switzerland, right?
Yeah.
Hey,
this never would have happened at Disney World.
No, absolutely not. There would have been like 20 like Richter screen Disney employees running tackled between that person. Yeah.
Yeah.
You seen that video, viral video from like 6 months ago of the Disney employee stopping someone from doing a proposal up on like a platform at Disney World?
Yeah.
That's the job.
Oh,
fuck him. Fuck your love.
So funny. He's just like, he snatches the ring out of the guy's hand, just has this giant smile on his face. He's like, wouldn't it be better if you did it down here? Like, very specific personality.
They were blocking the view of Cinderella's castle for
can't
everyone
be doing
else.
That. Can't
selfish.
Be doing
we live in a socialist country where you cannot get away with that.
It's Biden's America.
They got those Disney commandos.
Immediately, like radioing the snipers posted around the place. Take him down. Take him down. The state of the fountain climbing man's health is currently unknown. The Jet d'eau projects 500 liters or 110 gallons of water a second, reaching up to 140 meters or 459 feet, according to the company that operates it.
That's crazy.
That man got the fastest, cheapest colonic irrigation anybody has ever had.
You know that big one you've got in Canberra that you pointed out to us when we were there? How tall does that one go, you reckon? Because that looked fucking huge to my country bumpkin eyes.
Located in the central basin of Lake Burley Griffin, directly in front of the National Capital Exhibition at Regatta Point, the Captain Cook Memorial Jet sends water to a maximum height of 152 meters.
Oh, shit.
I didn't know that was the Captain Cook Memorial Jet.
Yes.
Yeah, he loved fountains so much.
He was a big Super Soaker fan.
This is way less impressive. I didn't realize this is smaller than Canberra's one. Oh, who cares?
A fountain for babies.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd want to get blasted by either of them, in fairness. I think the Captain Cook fountain is the kind that would like take the skin off your hand if you put it in there, you know?
Yeah. But at least this guy landed on concrete.
Yeah, that's not ideal.
This dude rules. Swiss
newspaper. I'm trying to visualize, what was he trying to do?
Yeah.
Well, the answer is Swiss newspaper 20 Minutes said the man, who is thought to be in his 20s, crossed the barriers surrounding the fountain on Monday evening. Perfect.
I don't know about calling him a young man. Like, obviously, being in his 20s is young, but yeah.
Who else
like,
would do it?
Yeah. I mean, a man in his early 20s is the most dangerous animal on this earth.
A man in his 30s would not be doing it.
No. No. Right. A man in his 30s would be too worried about hurting his back, I think.
Yeah.
He first tried to put his face on the nozzle where the water is pumped from, but was thrown backwards.
Come on.
He then tried again.
What?
So he got a taste. That's crazy. And it wasn't enough.
I just...
It's like no, I'm thirsty. I'm thirsty. How drunk was this dude?
No, I'm 22. Let's go.
They really think they're unstoppable, yeah. God damn.
A friend of mine, I want to say last year or the year before, I saw him after not seeing him for a couple of weeks, and like his arm was in a cast. And I said, what happened? And he went, oh, I broke my elbow because I was riding like one of those electric scooters, you know, the little rental ones.
Mm-hmm.
He said, yeah, me and a friend were on them, and we went past a skate park. It has to be noted that this friend is...
Great
this
idea.
Friend is yeah, my age. This friend is my age. Oh. We are both in our early 40s. and he was like, yeah, so... And he was like, the crazy thing is, I was pulling off some fucking sick tricks before. Before it happened. And I asked him how drunk he was when this happened. And he said that he was stone cold sober.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah. I went... What? I would just be way too scared. I'd be way too scared.
Yeah, huge pussy.
My bones are getting more brittle by the year, and I'm so aware of it.
I mean, what sort of tricks are we talking? I'm just like, the scooters weigh like 60, 70 kilos.
I'm assuming going over something and landing, you know? Like,
crazy. That's an insane thing to try and do.
Yeah.
That's nuts. And also, you want to be drunk so that when you inevitably hit the ground, you
roll.
And
break your elbow.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're floppy.
You want to be relaxed.
Yeah, you want... Exactly. That's... I kind of want to try that now, though. I've been thinking a lot lately about... It can't be that hard to, like, cut the wiring out of those things, right? Like, if you just got an angle grinder and you took off... the like a section of the handlebar, the upright that goes to the handlebars. You could probably just get out the wiring and unplug all the shit from like the GPS probably, or whatever, huh? Right?
I'm just Googling Lime Scooter Theft Guide.
Mm.
I think it used to be easier.
Mm. Can you steal a Lime Scooter? Beginner's Guide. This is from eVehicle Hub, and there's another post here. How to hotwire a Lime Scooter, step by step. So it's sounding pretty good for you.
Here people just early on had like a really great sort of anarchist impulse to just destroy them instead of trying to steal them.
Yeah, which I support. I don't support throwing things into waterways generally, but I think on balance I'm pro it if it's a rental scooter.
Mm. Yeah. It's also just fun to just kick them over and then somebody's got to come in the car and pick them up.
But well, they get paid you're keeping, to pick it up.
Yeah, right. You're keeping the
I'm
economy
a job
going.
Creator.
Yeah. People love fucking leaving them in the middle. I know I'm becoming an old person and all I do is complain.
Piss me off. I see one on my street and I'm fucking angry.
People love parking them like in the way around the like the outside areas, the seating at the bar where I'm like, you can't just leave your fucking this scooter that will beep angrily at me if I try and move it in the middle of one of our walkways. You dopey fuck. What are you doing?
I had a neighbor in LA who did not have a car and he used the scooters all the time, but he did have a parking space next to ours and he used to just park a scooter in the giant parking spot.
Oh, God
damn. As though it were his and it's not just like a scooter that anyone a rental can come by and pick
and take.
Up.
Yeah, surely so there's like
just,
some...
He was basically just hiding it.
Was it like secure parking? Did you need to like swipe to get in or was it accessible
no,
by the street?
It's just down a driveway. Like someone could have seen it on the app and come looking for it, basically. Yeah. But
well, like the scooter guy at like 3 a.m. with a rental van, like coming in.
This is a guy who was, you know, like 24 and probably would have put his mouth on the fountain in Switzerland. So different way of thinking. That's all.
I'm gonna send you this guide to stealing a Lime scooter, Ben.
Thank you. I not that I want a scooter. I like walking, but I also think. They're putting these things got to be worth a couple of $100 each and they're everywhere. And you can get a battery powered angle grinder for like nothing, like dirt cheap from Bunnings.
You just saw them in half.
Yeah.
Let's grab a chainsaw.
It's as simple as disabling the brain, which controls the GPS tracker, alarm system, and other functions, then removing the impact plates, oval controller cover, battery, and controller, cutting its cables, joining the cables to a third-party controller, rearranging the battery, impact plates, and oval controller cover, and then just, you know, having a free scooter.
Yeah, it's that easy.
It's that easy.
Huh. Well, back to our friend putting his face in the fountain. So he tried again and was sent upwards by the power of the water before crashing down onto a nearby sidewalk. Now, that makes me sore just hearing it, frankly.
Oh, Jesus.
The man then dived into Lake Geneva before being picked up by the authorities, who had been alerted by passers-by and taken to the hospital. What a great way to try to evade capture. He's doing a Harrison Ford
fugitive.
After you've
hurt yourself, you just jumped in the lake.
Yeah. I'm assuming the police showed up and he went, let me out of here.
I didn't put my mouth on it.
I didn't do it.
I didn't.
Corners of his mouth bleeding. Eyelids all stretched out. So he was picked up by the authorities, who had been alerted by passers-by, and taken to hospital. Police officers came and asked to urgently shut off the jet d'eau to be able to go and get him, one witness told 20 Minutes. SIG, the electricity company which owns and runs the fountain, has reportedly said it will file a complaint against the man for trespassing.
Wow. Is the fountain damaged?
That's fine.
Like, surely he's already had the punishment.
I like how it says the state of the man's health is currently unknown. So, like,
he could
is
be
this
dead.
Guy dead?
Severe brain bleed. Perforated colon. Yeah, I don't get what the problem is. I think this is all just free publicity for the fountain.
I think so. I think everyone wants to go see the fountain that bodied that guy.
I might be showing my ass as a very uncultured, unsophisticated person, but at the start of the article where they're like, it's one of Geneva's most famous attractions. What are the other ones?
Lake Geneva.
What have they got there?
I can only think of Lake Geneva.
Yeah, okay. They've got a place
been.
Where the Geneva Convention
I thought
was
maybe there was a giant cuckoo clock made of chocolate.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
That sounds probably real.
That
sounds correct.
Better than the fountain.
Oh, my God. I just Googled Geneva attractions, and the first thing for top sites in Geneva, the Geneva water fountain.
Wow. Yeah.
I have a feeling that's the only thing they've got.
So one of the sites.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. TripAdvisor's 10 best things to do in Geneva, updated 2023. Number one, Lake Geneva. Number two, Jet.
That's it. It's covered.
Baby. Number three, Cathedral.
Mouth on the jet.
How mad are you if you work at like the Museum of Natural History, Botanical Garden, Palais de Nation, any of these museums or anything? So it's like, no, we've got a water fountain.
It's just like a single jet water fountain.
Look at the water. It's going up. Check it out. The BBC has approached SIG for comment. About what?
About what? I would pay to see the video of this.
Mm.
Oh. I would love to see this guy getting absolutely destroyed by a water
fountain.
And
the remixes.
Yeah.
Isn't it kind of weird how like 30 years ago you would never have had footage of like a crazy spur of the moment thing happening to someone because it just we didn't have cameras going all the time, and now it's weird for something like this to happen and no one was filming it.
Yeah, what a crazy world we live in. This world's so fucking fucked up.
I would say if I saw that guy doing that the first time and he went back a second time,
fuck you,
camera's
out. It's just a single swipe to get the camera going.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, do you guys want to hear some 1-star reviews for the jet d'eau?
Yes.
From someone from London who was there in the April of this year. What is this thing? I don't understand why this hideous thing has 4 stars. No need to make a detour. In short, it's not to be seen, but it's a landmark if the turret gets lost.
Mm.
What did you expect? Why'd you come to Geneva?
Someone here from
Geneva
Birmingham?
Convention?
Look, it's very similar to our big fountain in a lake, except ours is bigger, where you drive past it and you go, huh. Like, I'm not pulling over. You're not going to stand there and like stare for 15 minutes or anything.
You'd get lightly misted, which is nice. Another person here from Birmingham saying, really don't see how this is a tourist attraction. I think it shows how little Geneva has to offer.
Ooh.
Ooh, a lot of complaints about it being shut down. Another person from Florida. I don't get it. Nothing special in my opinion, other than it's now symbolic for Geneva. If you're in Geneva, you'll see it for sure and take your photo with it. 1 star.
Hmm.
Great.
Cool.
That was more of a 2-star review.
Yeah, they kind of put a little positive spin on it. Like all of these are 1-star reviews saying it wasn't working. Like, why would you? That means you didn't see it, which means you can't rate it.
It makes me so mad. It's like people that review a restaurant 1-star and it's like, oh, they didn't have my booking. It's like, well, then you didn't go.
And they were closed.
This isn't useful to me. Many people, everyone does that.
We got a 3-star review from someone a little while ago, like the bar, where the guy was like, obviously this place has a lot of good reviews, but I just wanted to offer a different side of the story. And his complaint was that there were all craft beers on tap. They were too hoppy.
Are you serious? Like,
okay, my man, well, you are in a craft beer bar.
Craft beer bar? Why'd you give us 3 stars? You could have said, not really for me.
I don't like craft beer.
Could have ordered something else.
Oh, I mean, he did also say that he was asking about stuff that weren't beers and the person was surly. And I know exactly who it fucking was. Tim, you piece of shit. You got to be nice to customers even if they don't drink beer. God damn it.
Huh.
Yeah. Sorry. Bringing a lot of my personal gripes into
the podcast. Yeah, it's all right. I'm enjoying it.
Going on.
Got your rent problems, your helicopter noise.
Yeah. I would like to visit the bar.
Oh, it's nice. I'm pro the Scratch Bar Milton. Check it out. We try our best each and every day, except for Tim, who tries 90% of his best each and every day. He's an owner. He doesn't have to be nice to people. It's fine.
Oh, well, that's fair. That's your right as an owner to say, shut up and get out of my bar.
Yeah. You know? He just does a thing sometimes where people be like, what have you got other than beer? And instead of being like, oh, we actually have a lovely selection of independent wines and spirits from across Australia. We have several cocktails we make and we have non-alcoholic options. He goes, you sure you don't want a beer? Tries to steer them back towards it. And it works on some people, but not everyone.
It would make me buy a beer.
Yeah.
I'd go, yeah, I guess I do want a beer.
Yeah, you're right. I absolutely. Give me that lager. That sounds lovely.
Good point.
Yep.
Yeah. I think that was... technically an episode of the podcast Bunta Vista. Would you guys agree?
I would.
Yes.
Tremendous.
Do I have to sign off?
Yeah. Oh,
it helps. It absolutely helps. Yeah.
We need to have quorum for this to work. Do you have anything you'd like to promote currently in your life?
You could just read me at Rolling Stone. Miles Klee. That's all. And I think I'm on my 3rd Twitter account. If you want to follow me there.
Yeah, I was going to. I don't know what your Twitter handle is now.
It's you wouldn't post like the meme of you wouldn't download a car. I threatened Trader Joe with violence last time. So.
Oh, okay.
You know, because he's a real person and because you can't threaten to kill.
Trader Joe specifically.
A grocery store trademark. Yeah, you get thrown off the site. But I'm almost back to the follower count I had on the 2nd burner. So
that's exciting.
Make it headway.
Is Trader Joe a real person?
Was there ever a Joe? Yeah, that was going to be my question.
I don't think his name was even Joe. It was some guy. He's already dead. I didn't kill him, by the way.
He's dead well before the threats were made.
Yeah. But of course, none of the contexts matter to Elon Musk. Oh, I'm on Blue Sky. That's just my name. Though that's all very interpersonal drama right now for some reason.
I haven't logged on in a while.
No, me either.
Instagram. Oh, yeah. Definitely check. Definitely log into Blue Sky and just get really confused right away about everyone who's yelling at each other.
Oh, perfect.
And leaving the site and good stuff.
That's the best pitch I've heard for going over there. I've not dabbled in that at all.
I'm opening that straight after this.
But if there's a lot of juicy G and a lot of catty business going on, I can be tempted over. I love watching people I don't know fight and then arbitrarily choosing who's the person I back.
I think Blue Sky is amazing right now because it's like 6 people you don't know who all know each other and are all fighting. And fighting for the glory of the... It's very Highlander right now. That only one will be left at the end of it.
Check out... blue sky. Sounds great. Okay. All right. Well, that's it from us. Have a lovely normal week. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye. So long.